You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful, a little cold Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've joined me from all over the world. And if you are listening to this recording, I can truly say that your life will never be the same again after listening. I believe that. Are you in agreement with me? Well, how are you doing? I hope that you're having a great day today. I am so excited that you've joined me once again, and I have a great show in store for you. Today, I'm going to be doing just a little bit of teaching. I'm going to give you one tip that I want you to implement in your life this week, and then I'm going to be taking live calls. That means I'm going to be coaching people live, and so I really want you to stay tuned. Just a couple of things. I am going to be in Orlando, Florida as a guest speaker at the Wiser and Richer Summit, and I'm really excited about that. That's December 18th and 19th. It is an empowerment session. It will be held at the Castle Hotel, 8629 International Drive, Orlando. And if you want more information, you can just go to my website and just find that more info there. I'm going to be teaching on Saturday morning, and I'm going to be sharing about breakthrough and success strategies, how to shift and change your life. So really excited about that. All of you people who live in Orlando, I would love to meet you in person. Also, I want to thank all of you for your prayers for Sabrina. She just called me before this recording, and the doctors, she's getting better. And I am very grateful for all of your prayers. I've been forwarding her your emails, so thank you for that. Additionally, of course, you can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. There you can find my two books, one on attracting love and then the second book, Secrets of Success, or you could purchase my affirmations, and that's what I'm going to be talking about today, and that's fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Also, I just want to thank all of you for your wonderful emails about how this show is changing your life, and also all of my birthday greetings. A lot of people say, well, I'm a little late, but you're not late because I celebrate for 30 days. Alrighty, so I'm going to be going to live calling, but I really wanted to talk to you because I want to give you some things that you can do. And today I'm going to be talking about speaking to your circumstances or using affirmations or declaring what you want in life or putting your words behind your intentions. So I'm going to say something really profound. You ready for it? You will never rise any higher than your level of confession. If you want to see more, you've got to say more. Wow. And so I'm going to say to you that you can have what you say, and you've been getting exactly what you've been saying or not saying. You know, successful people have habits, you know, and your habits determine your future. And so if you really want to have awesome breakthroughs and really unprecedented manifestations in your life, you're going to have to, whatever you want to call it, proclaim, declare, affirm what you desire in your life, because you're made in the image and the likeness of God, and it's what you say out of your mouth. And so I told Sabrina and I tell other people, well, you know, so many of us are praying to God, but God said for you to speak to the mountain. So you need to begin to speak to your circumstances. I mean, just this week, I had some things to come up and it wasn't pleasant. And I could have just thought, oh, God, help me. But I'm God in the earth. God is in me. And so I chose to speak to the mountain. And so I'm going to be showing you and sharing with you how you can do that every single day. At least once a day, you need to declare, you need to decree, proclaim, and affirm what you want in your life. And so, I mean, it can be something easy. So I'm going to give you some examples of some things that you can say. You might say, today I thank God for new advancements. I thank God for raises and bonuses. I thank God for assets, investment strategies. I thank God for my writing abilities. I thank God for multi-million dollar ideas, invention, and strategies. So can you see how just proclaiming that out of your mouth every day, what would happen to you? And now I'm going to read from The Science of the Mind. We are declaring this: my affairs are in the hands of Him who guides the planets in their course and who causes the sun to shine. Divine understanding attends me on the way, and I shall not be hindered in my work. My affairs are controlled by perfect intelligence and cannot be hindered from expression. I know that all that I do is done from the one motive, to express life and to live life, and I cannot be hindered. I am controlled by divine intelligence. So you speak that. Remember, I said you would never rise any higher than your level of confession. These are some things that I say every day, and usually I affirm and declare 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. I have it with me in my car. If I'm at a red light, I set aside time in the morning and time in the evening. So these are some things that I declare. I declare God's supernatural favor over my life. What I could not make happen on my own, God will make happen for me. Supernatural opportunities, supernatural healing, supernatural restoration, and supernatural breakthroughs are coming my way now. And I say are mine now. I'm getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. So that's one thing I say. And then I say, I declare I have the grace that I need for today. I am full of power, strength, and determination. Nothing I face will be too much for me. I will overcome every obstacle, outlast every challenge, and come through every difficulty because I have the greater one on the inside of me. I declare that I am grateful for God who's in my life and for what He's done. I'm thankful for all of the people, the opportunities, and the favor that I've been blessed with. I will today choose to take a look at what is right and not what is wrong. I am grateful for everything that I have in my life because I see today as a gift from God. My heart overflows with praise and gratitude for all of His goodness. So can you see how affirming that, making that a habit in your life, because what you're doing is you're taking authority over your circumstances with your words. You're putting your words to work for you, declaring what you want to happen in your life. This is another one that I use. I declare God's incredible blessings over my life today. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread of increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to a level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way today. And you know, sometimes I just take that last sentence and say, explosive blessings are mine now. And let's see, let me share another one. I declare that I have a sound mind with good thoughts, not thoughts of defeats or failure. By faith, I am well able and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My thoughts are guided by God's word every day and by truth, because my mind is programmed for what? Victory. What are we doing? We are affirming. We are declaring. We are decreeing. We are speaking to our circumstances and creating the life that we desire. I declare I will put action behind my faith. I will not be passive or indifferent. I will demonstrate my faith by taking bold steps to move towards what God has put in my heart. My faith will not be hidden, it will be seen. I know when God sees my faith, He will show up and do amazing things. And I love this one. I declare breakthroughs are mine now. Sudden bursts of God's goodness will show up in my life when? Now. Not a trickle, not a stream, but a flood of God's goodness, healing, wealth, and power and favor is mine now. I am expecting today to be overwhelmed with His goodness, and I'm going to be amazed with His favor. And I know all of you who are listening, just even right now, you're just like, wow, you can feel a difference in the atmosphere. Why is that? Because words are creative and they change atmospheres. And so what have you been saying about your life? What have you been saying about your dreams? This is another one that I say. I declare that I am calm and peaceful. The shalom of God, the peace of God rules in my life. I will rise above every difficulty knowing that God has given me the power to remain calm. I choose to live my life happy, in a state of gratitude, and expecting the unprecedented. And so you see, those are just examples of what you can do on a daily basis. So I got to read you this one. I declare that I walk in the blessings of Almighty God. I'm filled with all wisdom. How many of you need wisdom about a situation? Don't say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Every day I say, I'm filled with all wisdom. I make great choices. I have clear direction. I declare that I'm blessed with creativity, with good ideas, with courage, with strength, and with ability. And so I am declaring and decreeing that over my life every day. So instead of praying, oh God, help me, help me, help me, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, in Mark 11, 23, 24, you see the word say more than you do pray. When you believe, when you say, speak to the mountains, etc. And so guess what? Your assignment for this week is to Google, or you can purchase my affirmations, or you may already have them. But every day you are going to adopt the habit of, every day I am going to speak my affirmations. I'm going to proclaim what I desire. I'm going to decree what I desire, because I realize that my life will never rise any higher than the level of my confession. So if I want to see more, then I've got to say more, because you have been having and getting and manifesting exactly what you've been saying. And so this is just like you brushing your teeth every day. Every day. It takes me maybe about 10 minutes. It doesn't have to take you 10 minutes. Let's start off with maybe 3 to 5 minutes once a day. I would really like for you to do it twice a day, just declaring and decreeing what's rightfully yours. But God has given you the authority and the ability to do that. So we are going to this week create our world with our words. Okay, we're going to go to these quick commercial breaks, and then I'm going to be right back and I'm going to be coaching live. So you stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back with another caller, and I want all of you who are listening to remember that even though I am sharing revelation and insight and how-tos with the person who's calling, you can take these same principles and apply them in your life. Open up your heart, open up your spirit. I'm talking to the person on the line, but God is speaking to you wherever you are. So we're going to take our next caller. Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. And who do I have on the line?
This is Megan.
Okay, and you're from where?
I am calling from Syracuse, New York.
Okay, well, Megan, thank you for calling. What is your question for me?
Well, this year, 2015, I wrote a list of intentions at the beginning of the year, and I've seen all of them but one come to fruition. And the one that hasn't quite gotten there is finding romantic love and being in a relationship. And I want to know what I need to do to be open and invite that into my life.
Okay, what have you done? So when you say that you set an intention, tell me how, Pat, did you just write it down? What do you mean when you say that?
I wrote down a list of things that I wanted to be a reality in my life this mm-hmm. year. And it's been a year of new experiences, and that was one of the things that I wanted. I wanted to go to new places, and I did that. And I wanted to have expendable cash to go shopping with, which I never have, and now I'm on the path for that to happen, which is very exciting.
That's always fun.
Yes. It's very nice. I'm about to experience a career change, which is very exciting.
Wow.
But the one thing, and you know, I've dated people, and you know, some fell away and others I let go of. And so it just seems to be the one thing I can't quite make happen.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to take can't out of our vocabulary. And so tell me, what are some things, how have you positioned yourself this year? Because it's one thing to write down an intention, but what are some things that you feel like that you have done this year to position yourself to allow and attract that relationship?
What have I done? I have been meditating day and night, you know, meditating to attract my soulmate. I have been, I've written out, you know, my very specific list about what I'm looking for in a partner. I've just tried to be really as open as I can be. I've tried to explore myself and what my patterns are like when I'm in a relationship, and I, you know, starting to sort of understand myself better when I'm attached to someone and what that looks like and what the experience is like for me.
Well, you know,
those are all the work.
You are. Those are great things, Megan. I just want to commend you for that. And so, you know, you're very clear about what you desire. And when you said meditating day and night, that means that you are putting yourself or in the position of having love. So when you say meditating, are you increasing your love vibration, or are you, do you see yourself with the love before it already comes? Are you acting as if? I'm just trying to get clarity about meditation.
The meditation is really, it's more subconscious. I listen to a meditation. So it is, I think it's more about sort of what's reaching my subconscious and then how that is coming out into the world.
Okay.
Because I've met a lot of new people this year, and just broadened my scope, which I think is an important thing. But, yeah, it's just, it's been more subconscious. And I've tried the avenue of, you know, speaking it into existence, but I guess I don't keep up with it.
Okay. All righty. So let me just tell you some things that might work for you. And I'm going to tell you to take small baby steps with this, because you've done a lot of great things. You're very clear about what you want. Just before I make those statements, do you feel worthy of love? And do you feel like you've really dealt with your past stuff so that this new man will be painted on the canvas of just a whole new Megan?
I feel like I am in the, yes, I do feel worthy, absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm in the process, I feel like, of sort of draining the pain. That's what I've, you know, sort of get releasing myself from some of those things that built up some of the patterns that I've had in relationships.
Okay. And what have been some of the patterns?
I just learned this recently, different attachment styles, and I have a very, like, anxious, preoccupied attachment when I get involved in a relationship. So I think about the relationship a lot. If I don't receive enough attention, say, you know, he doesn't call or doesn't send a text message that day, then I add a story to it that he's not interested in me anymore.
Okay.
He doesn't want me. And so I'm working through changing that conversation.
Okay.
With myself.
So one of the first things I would tell you to do would be to go and Google, characteristics of codependent relationships, because mm-hmm. when you do when you have that kind of unhealthy detachment, it really comes from a place of fear and lack. So I want you to Google that and take a look at that. Once you Google that and you see, let's just say number five is neediness. See if that's you, and then shift and change that to, you know, that I'm healed and whole and I have a happy life. And so do you understand what I'm saying? So you're going to take a look at.
Yeah.
Okay, so do that. So that's how you shift from the negative to the positive. Would you say that you are living your life fully and that you are loving your life where you are right now?
I love my life.
Great.
I love my life.
I can tell.
I love every day of my life. I love what I do. I have the most amazing friends. I have my beautiful daughter. I mean, I really have an exceptional life.
And so that's really important, that you're loving your life. And when I heard you talk, I felt that. I felt the vibration of your happiness, because when you are loving life, when you go into Starbucks to get your coffee or your tea, you're loving life. When you go to the gym, other people can perceive that, and you want to attract someone who's really loving their lives. So you've been doing a lot of inner work, and you had talked about you're having difficulty calling in with your words. And I think that that's really important, because your words are powerful. And once again, I'm going to ask you to go to Google, or you can get my book on attracting love. I think I have some great love affirmations, because our words are so powerful. And you know, God is the great matchmaker and is bringing love into my life quickly. The true love in me recognizes the true love in my relationship. My soulmate loves and adores me. So can you just see how me just saying those words, that sort of shifts and changes the atmosphere? So I'm going to say, in addition to your meditation, that I really want you to begin calling your love in with your words. That's really, really important. And action steps. I want you to begin to take some action steps. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about online dating, because that's a very personal choice. I always tell people that before you go online, you need to be in line on the inside.
Right.
And so I'm going to say that I want you to begin becoming involved in social situations. I heard you say you have a little girl. Do you have a lot of friends? And are you involved in a lot of social situations? Because you need to do that in order to place yourself in the environment where a man could see you and say, wow, who is that good looking? Are you a redhead, blonde head? What color are you? What color is your hair?
I'm a brunette.
Oh, who is
that? I'm back to being a brunette today.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I understand that, my dear. Okay, who is that good-looking brunette? You know, not only are you attractive because men are very visual, but just who you are because you're loving your life sends out a positive vibration. So are you socially involved? And do you feel that you're really putting yourself in a position where you're not going to meet someone, but you're really going to live life more fully?
Do I feel like I am that way? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I, like, just this last weekend, I went to the theater. I invited my friends to join me for drinks beforehand, and then we went to the theater together, and then we went out afterwards.
Continue doing that. Go to seminars. Go to a meetup group. You know, go to some kind of sports event, you know, join a health club, go to the museum, etc. And you're going there to really enjoy life, but because you're loving your life and you're sending out love and you're calling in love, those are all ways that you can begin to position yourself.
Okay.
And so do you live in a large town or a small town?
Syracuse is a small city.
Okay. And so it doesn't matter because the universe doesn't know the difference between $1 and $1 million or New York right. City or a small town, because once you align yourself and all of the things that you're doing really puts you in a position of alignment. Once you align yourself, you will begin to attract that person to you. And you're doing a lot of great things, but I think personally, you might need more involvement in the action area where you're actually getting out of your house and meeting people. What's your take on online dating?
I have mixed feelings about it.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I feel like it's very public, and so that's a little awkward. It's kind of awkward, and you kind of are doing it backwards.
I agree with that. I think that, you know, and I'm not against online dating. Everybody has their own pathway to love. But kind of like you, you know, I'm very private and sort of a public figure. So that was not the way that I chose to go. But I'm just going to say, just in my personal life, when I aligned myself, when I went in and did my inner work and I positioned myself, loving life, I was friendly to everyone who I met, just sending out love and peace to everyone. But one thing that I did do, I really watched my thoughts around love, i.e., oh my goodness, I'm too, sometimes in the past I've heard personally, well, you're too powerful to attract, a man would be intimidated by you. So I watched my thoughts around that. And then I called in love with my words. That was a big one for me. And then lastly, I saw myself, before love came in my life, I saw myself, I call it creating an ideal scene. And that's one scene where you and your new love would go. It might be on the beach, and you would actually write that out. Wow, it feels so great to be with my love on the beach. I can feel the wind blowing across my face as I hold my flip-flops in my hand. I mean, you know what I mean? You see what I'm getting?
And
you're really in that place. So what would be an ideal scene for you and your love?
I would love to go to the museum.
What would that feel like and look like for you?
Well, it would be quiet, and it would feel intimate without being intimate and emotional and reciprocal way in terms of sharing each other's thoughts about art. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to just brush past one another and then hold hands and maybe steal a kiss.
That's not, you know, I felt that, Megan. And so, I felt like I was in on your intimate moment. So put that in the present tense. It feels so great to hold hands. And as we look at a painting, we really have a deep exchange. And I love his perspective on art. And I'm really expanding because he knows so much about art. And, you know, feel that. And usually they have a little wine that you can go and drink, you know, if it's a private showing. So I want you to write out that ideal scene and begin to every day see that, feel that, just like it's happening now. And that's a great way to act as is.
Okay, I will do that.
Act as if. So basically, summing it up, this is what you're doing. You're continuing doing your inner work. You are happy about your life. You are expanding your social activities. You're not going looking for a man. You are just loving life, and you are possibly expanding, going to different meetup groups, etc. You are calling in this man every day with your words, and you're grateful to God for it even before it shows up in your physical senses. And then you continue doing your meditation, and then you're going to write out that ideal scene. Which music museum would you like to go to? You know, make sure you're very clear about that. If you live close to a museum, I would even pass by there and look at it and go inside and, you know, and just get a feel for it. Because what you're doing is that's a form of visualization when you can write out that scene and you're creating and penetrating your subconscious just like you have it now. And I can guarantee you, if you do that on a daily basis, because of the universal laws, love has to find you.
Wonderful.
Because even as we're talking, your love is searching for you. He's just waiting for you to align. And lastly, I would say, watch the words of your mouth. Like, oh, it's, you know, I live in a small town, or it's been so long. Nothing like that. Call in love with your words. You are great, a co-creator with God, and you sound so sweet. And I'm just in agreement with you that it will happen for you quickly. How old is your little girl?
She will be 11 in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. And somebody who will love your child and embrace you and your child, because it's a package deal, right, Megan?
Amen. Yes, it is. It is a great package.
He'll be blessed. Thank you so much, Megan, for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Constance.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, I'm back with my next caller, and my next caller is Gwen. And Gwen, where are you calling from?
I am calling from a small town right outside of Waco, Texas, called Moody, Texas.
Never heard of it.
Okay, it's pretty small.
Okay, Gwen was on Facebook. I sent out a message on Facebook, and I said, anybody who has a question that they want to ask me on Facebook live, that shoot me an inbox. And so Gwen was one of the people. She's been one of my listeners for years, I think. Am I right, Gwen?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay. Ma'am. So what's your question for me?
Okay, Constance. This is what I feel like I need help with. Mm-hmm. I've just started a business, and I'm just a little background. I'm a hospice nurse, and my son and I have begun for the process of starting our own hospice because we wanted to do something a little less corporate. And it's been very trying. It's been very trying. But from listening to your programs, I have seen things actually occurring in the last year that have helped us get to where we are. But my problem is I have a tendency to not know how to organize all of those wonderful things that I should be doing to keep my heart and my mind and my focus in the right place. I kind of tend to go all over the place with my focuses. And although I've seen things happen that could not have occurred without practicing the law of attraction and following my vision, I find myself veering off and into all, you know, trying to encompass it all at one time and not being able to do the baby steps like you say. I can't figure out where to start with my baby steps so that I can stay. This is a very tough journey that I'm on. This starting your own hospice is certainly not easy, and it challenges you with finances, and it, you know, it challenges you with the small amount of clinicians that I can have. Our resources are very small, and yet we've had a lot of positive things, but it wears me because I'm trying to stay focused, and yet I find myself going off in different directions.
Okay.
So I need to know how to focus. I need to know how to get my focus. And you're always talking about baby steps, and I love that. I just don't know where to start with it.
Yeah, that's something. How long have you been? Are you RN, right?
Yes, ma'am. I've been an RN since 1989, and I've actually been in hospice, which is in itself very challenging. I mean, even though it's the most rewarding work since 1998.
Wow.
So I deal with death and dying every day on top of it. But it's something that I find, that's where I'm like calmest. Is that the weirdest thing, that when I'm with patients in that role, that is where I am the most calm in my life. I love being with them, and I love serving them.
Yeah.
And,
well, it takes a very special gift. I just want to commend you for the work that you have done over 20 something years. I guess I got my math correct. And my sister was in hospice, and that was my first time ever having that experience. And everybody was so nice and kind. And so I would say, first of all, that is a gift that God has given you. And
without a doubt, it was a calling. I wasn't looking for it. It called me, and I've never looked back.
Okay. But so having a gift, I'm going to give you some little baby steps, because for anyone who's listening, everybody says, I want to start my own business. So I'm just going to break down some things to you. Okay. So you and your son have decided that you're going to do this. So one of my first questions would be, what's going to make you different than just a regular hospice? And you don't have to answer it, but I'm just telling, you know, what's going to be your niche? Why would I bring my relative who's getting ready to make a transition to you? What do you have that's going to be different and unique?
Right.
And so I'm going to talk, and then I'm going to let you ask me some questions, okay? And so it's a big, gigantic picture. And so for anybody listening, if you're going to start a business, you have to take small baby steps. The first thing I'm going to tell you to do is to not quit your job. Keep your job. Keep your job. I tell people, you have two jobs. You have your regular job, and then you have your job of expanding your dream. I'm not a dream killer, but I've helped thousands of people in business. So I'm just going to tell you just some general stuff. Have you already decided, kind of, you know, are you going to be a nonprofit? You have to decide really how you want to register or structure the business. Are you going to be an LLC, a S corporation, nonprofit, partnership, etc.? Have you guys decided that?
Yes, ma'am. We're all the way past that. We're actually turning our license in already. So
Great job. So the first thing I tell people is count the cost. I'm not talking about money either. I'm talking about count the cost in time, family effort, how much effort and time and energy are you going to have to put in it. You know, just take a look at what that's going to look like. Secondly, how much time will it take to really get this business up and running? And I tell people that I work with, I would much rather see you go slowly so that you can build a strong foundation, just to say, well, you know, I have something. You know, I just have something going on. And so I think that you have to talk about money. I call it money, honey. You know, how much money is it going to take? Are you going to use some of your own money? Are you going to get funding from other people? If you are going to get funding from the SBA and from banks, do you already have a clear business plan? What is the answer to that question?
Yes, ma'am. We actually have already secured our funding. It did take, I have to admit, and for people who are listening, from the time we started this.
Congratulations, then.
Yes. It took us a little over a year in things, you know, not working out, and then figuring out that that's probably the best thing that happened. It didn't work out, and then the right thing came along, and we did secure our money. And so that's where we're at now, is we're able to apply for our license, which, you know, it does take some money to start this hospice. And
it does. And, you know, and I want to say for anybody who's listening to you that it does take time. And in business, it's an unfolding. It's no such thing as that didn't work. It's like, what do I need to do to get this work? You may go to one person and they may say no, five banks and they may say no, and then you may get a private investor. So I really want you to kind of really enjoy the journey of learning and expanding, you know, kind of as you go along. Another question I want you to think about is, who's going to handle the administrative end of it? Because I can tell if you're RN, you're compassionate. Like, okay, if you're like me, I mean, I'm great in loving, caring, speaking, writing books, but the administrative part, that's why I have Sabrina who is helping me, because I realize that that's not my strength. So you have to determine, I'm going to love the people and that's my gift. But, you know, administratively with hospice, there are a lot of details.
Because you're run by the state, you know, you're governed by the state. And by federal regulations, too. So you're very right there. And you are so, you must know nurses very well, because my strength is the clinical portion of what we do. But my son, my son's in his 30s, so I know I sound young, but I'm not young. So that's another thing to tell folks, is that it's never too late. Never too late. I'll be 58 years old, and I'm starting my own business, and I'm just so excited. But he is
Okay, let me say something. Age is just a number.
That's right. That's
exactly okay, age right. is just a number. So you need to have somebody administratively that really knows what they're doing, that can deal with the feds, that can deal with the state, who understands yes. all of the regulations that it's going to take to get your type of business up and going. And this is what I tell people about family. We love family, but if they don't have the skill set, if they don't have right. the tools, we'll get them to do something else, because your administrator is really going to be the go-to person.
Exactly. They're the ones who know all the reports that have to be done. And that part I can do, like the kind of reports, it's the finances and the billing and the those kind okay. of things that are not my strength. And so that's where my son has his strength. So I'm okay. very lucky there.
Okay.
And his ability to market our service.
So who is mentoring you in business, in this business? Does somebody else have a business similar to yours?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Have you talked to them? Have you talked to them about some things that they did that didn't work, so you don't have to go through that? I think for anyone who's listening, I think it's crucial to have mm-hmm. a business mentor who can help you, who is not jealous, who's not insecure, who will mentor you in that particular area. Do you have that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm very lucky. I have people in Dallas, Texas, and people in Houston, Texas, that have small hospices like we're trying to build, and have been very, very helpful
okay.
as far as us learning, you know, the business end of it. That's not where we've...
Okay.
We've done it before. So.
Okay. So where do you feel like you're stuck? Do you have a marketing plan, et cetera? And so kind of tell me where you are. You said you got the funding. Do you already have the location? Have you really mm-hmm. thought in depth about, you know, what's going to be the layout? I'm going to work on my job for one more year, and then I'm going to go full-time mm-hmm. in the business. Have you thought about, well, I'm going to work on my job, but then you may not be ready to go into the business full-time? All of those things have to really be executed properly so that you can have a balanced life with a business.
That's where I'm suffering right now. I have a struggling. I shouldn't say suffering, because it's all going to be, it's all worth it. But I have a full-time job that it's only every other week, and I do on call for a hospice in Dallas. And so I'm only on for a week, and then I'm off a whole week. But I'm finding that I'm totally working two exact full-time jobs, because...
You are.
Full-time job. And so I'm finding myself, that's where I'm finding myself, where I start to worry, and I get my mind going in all different places rather than just focus.
Okay.
And be great. I want to be, I feel grateful, but then I get so tied up in worry that I lose focus. And I do, I have a lot in front of me, a lot of great things, but it is a lot of hard work, and I'm glad to do it. It's just that I find myself so...
Okay, let me have, okay, the words of your mouth over your business. It is a lot, and it is a lot of hard work. So I would say to you that on the week that you are off, when you are really giving your business just a lot of attention, you know, mm-hmm. that you take it down in small baby steps. This is how you do it. You know, mm-hmm. well, today is Monday, and I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got to take small baby steps. It's like you don't eat the whole cake. You get one slice at a time and really just eat that. And then the next day, whatever you did not complete for that day, you write, you put whatever you didn't complete at the list of the next day. I believe in 60 to 90 minute segmented working. That means that, let's just say on your off week, take 60 minutes of uninterrupted time. That means you don't walk your dogs, you don't answer your phone, you don't do anything. You're completely focused in on that. After 1 hour, that's 1 hour of concentration. I would say take some time and go and do something fun, you know, that brings more balance to you. Let's just say go and have a cup of coffee with some friends at Starbucks, and then come back and maybe devote another hour of uninterrupted time where you're not answering your phone, you're not texting, you're not answering your emails, but you are concentrating on those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you have to do. Because if not, it would seem overwhelming. So on the week that you are off, I think that you need to make sure that you're having some fun, that you are eating properly, that you're eating properly, that since you're always nurturing and caring for other people, you need to have some form of nurturance. You need to have some spiritual a ritual that you're doing, because what I hear you saying is, oh, it's really hard, it's really hard. And I want you to enjoy the unfolding of the process. Can you see how that would work with you a little differently instead of saying, oh, my God, it's too overwhelming? So every day it's called uninterrupted segmented working time. That means you set aside a segment. And then if you feel like it, you may do 3 1-hour segments where you're not focusing in on anything else. And you may say, okay, we have a long way to go, but at least today I really have a clear understanding of what we need to do for Medicaid or Medicare. I can't remember which one it is. You see what I'm saying? And,
yes,
then the next day you do. And so that's how you enjoy the process. And I ask people, what's the rush? You know, you want to have a solid foundation. I would much rather see you take your time. And personally, I've worked with thousands of people in business, and sometimes it takes 6 months to a year to really get something going. It doesn't have to, but especially in your case, I think that it's going to take time. I think you need to trust that process, not be anxious about that process, knowing that if God gave you that idea. See, God's more concerned about you and your life and your being full, so that you can give from a full glass to people, from a full place of being, rather than just doing something else. Because you sound like you're very busy and you're doing a lot.
Yeah, but, and I keep saying, I mean, I don't even know the word. I can't even imagine life without what I'm doing, as far as creating this hospice that I feel it brings back the old school thought of hospice and what it's for. The very, you know, very core of why I want to do this is to serve people the way I feel like they ought to be served, what it was built for. And what you said is wonderful, because listening to you guys all this time, and mostly you became my favorite out of all the people that I listen to. I've started out listening to Jules, but I just kind of only listen to you now. I don't know. You just inspire me. But like I said, there have been things that we've tried and it didn't work out, and then something else came. We would say to ourselves, oh my God, you know, this is being put in front of us, and look how it would have worked out if what we were rushing to do, you know, we had a reaction and we tried something because we wanted it done real fast and it didn't work out. But then the next thing that came along, which took a little longer, was perfect. So, you know, things are happening in our process, and it is exciting. It's just that when I get to the point where I feel like, oh my God, I'm pulled in so many directions, I don't know
how to continue. Okay, make a choice. make a choice to not go in so many directions. And when things don't work, see, that's the unfolding of business. And so don't, I hear rush. I got to hurry up and get this done. You know, relax in the process. The first thing you do in business may not work. The second thing you do in business may not work. Maybe the 10th thing doesn't. But then the 11th thing, yeah, that's it. And that's your highest good for that particular area in your business. So, you know, so if God, I hear the passion, I feel the passion, but you need to relax in the process. You're too anxious. And the best thing you can do is take care of yourself physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and then bring yourself to your office to spend that hour. That's why I said, I call it segmented working. And in between that, go and do yoga or walk or whatever else you do, and then come back to it.
Or my hour of, I need to start doing the hour of power.
Okay, absolutely. Because if you haven't made a commitment to do an hour of power, and an hour of power really doesn't mean an hour. It just means you set aside time every day.
Sometimes.
That's when you get your downloads from God. See, it's not about being busy, 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 busy. It's about being quiet and just getting the downloads from the spirit, and the spirit may say, okay, Gwen, don't do that anymore. Go over here and do this. But if you're so busy doing, see, the whole thing is really about you, Gwen. You know, the hospice is just a byproduct of you. It's who you're becoming and your being that's really essential. So if you're not doing your hour of power, man, that's major.
It is. I need to make I want to so bad, and then I find myself not. But
I'm a no nonsense coach. You know,
I like that.
Okay, don't say I need to make a decision.
I'm
going to start with 10 minutes. Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am,
because let me tell you, because see, if you're not faithful in the small things, how you going to be faithful in a $1 million hospice house?
You got a point. I can do that. I can.
Okay. If you're not faithful every day in the small things of, I'm going to commit here. See, everything is entangled, and so it will flow over into your business. And so I would say that would be one of the first things that I would tell you to do. So bottom line is start your hour of power with 10 minutes. That means you don't answer any phone calls. That means you don't even, you better take your dogs out and walk. Now, I know you said you had 6 dogs. Take your dogs out, do what you have to do, and then you don't talk to anyone until you get your 10 minutes, and you don't look at TV. You have to discipline yourself, because you have to take that same discipline over in your business. All right?
Excellent point.
Okay, and then you need to, like I said, every when you're off on that week, that's when you do the work. You may be a little too tired when you're working hospice during that week to really give a lot of time or energy to your business. And I think that you might have to discern that and allow yourself that privilege. But man, on your week that you're off, that's when you can put in more energy, possibly on the weekend. And I just sense, and I've got to wrap this up quickly, I just sense you really need to learn how to love and care and nurture yourself so that you can really give from just a really powerful place.
You've been such a good, you always say the right things.
Okay. So can you see those small baby steps? Small,
yes,
baby,
ma'am.
Step, just 10 minutes, small baby steps. I'm going to go down here in my office and I'm going to do this. Small baby steps. I'm going to focus on these two things today. You may have 100 other things that you have to do, but that's not where your attention is right now. You're going to complete those two things. Anything you don't complete, you're going to put it at the top of your list for the next day. You may just choose to focus in on one thing and get that complete, but you can't do the whole thing because it's too massive. You need to relax in the process. When things don't work out, that means that's the will of God for your life. Don't force it, because if God gave you the vision, my dear, he's going to give you the provision. But the most important thing that you need to have is one-on-one time with Spirit, one-on-one time with God, so the Spirit can download to you exactly what you need to do.
I can't thank you enough.
You're so welcome.
Makes the tear come to my eye, I got to tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Sounds like you. I want to commend you for what you have done, commend you for the vision that you have. I can feel your passion. You know, we're just so grateful for people like you in the world. And just begin to take small baby steps, take advantage of your mentor that you have, ask questions, and enjoy the process. How about that?
I think it's a great plan, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're so welcome.
And I will be, I'll be in touch with you on your site. I have my plans for that too. I foresee a coach in my life.
Well, good. Well, let me close out the show. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. So glad you've joined me today. And guess what? As I say every week, God loves you. I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe that.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.